Chapter 14, Divine Relic. In the heart of the world's leading medical institutions, the Mitchell-Miller cure, named after its most brilliant creators, stood as a beacon of hope for millions. With its potent blend of nanotechnology and AI-driven precision, cancer, the ancient enemy of humanity, had seemingly met its match. But the marvels of the cure bore not just the brilliance of science, but the enigma of a deep-rooted connection that seemed for a while timeless. Yet, as the final sun set on the lives of the war heroes, Joe and Carl, the world faced an unexpected turn. Emerging reports painted a startling picture. From clinics in bustling New York to remote health camps in sub-Saharan Africa, the effectiveness of the Mitchell-Miller nanobots began waning. Alarm bells rang in medical conventions and boardrooms alike. The upward curve of remission rates started to downturn, reigniting old fears. One such evening, Anthony, with furrowed brows and a heart heavy with responsibility, studied data streams that flashed alarming patterns. In those quiet hours, memories of family tales echoed in his mind. The tales of the angels of war, Joe and Carl, and their destinies that danced on the edges of reason. As a stalwart of science, Anthony had often dismissed these as tales to comfort young souls or to pass a wistful evening. Yet now, faced with a conundrum his vast knowledge couldn't explain, he wondered, could there be truth to the legends? Could the bond between two soldiers of opposing sides, a bond that defied bullets and barriers, hold the key to this riddle? With nostalgia weighing on him, he sought comfort in the past. Opening the worn-out keepsake box that had been Elizabeth's treasure trove of memories, his fingers brushed against a cold metallic surface. The old locket that once saved his grandfather Joe on a bloody beach in Normandy. The locket that held, within its confines, beats of a heart that resonated with stories of valor, miracles, and destinies interwoven. Anthony, almost impulsively, placed the locket around his neck. At that moment, a startling anomaly began. The advanced AI interface, onto which the hopes of millions rested, started flickering with patterns it had never shown before. In a synchronous dance, as if the very beats from the locket pulsed into the system, the AI began altering its commands to the nanobots. The coding sequences transformed, the algorithms refined, and the bots became better, sharper, and significantly more effective. As dawn broke, a new hope was born. The rejuvenated nanobots were not just a return to their former glory, but a step into a future even Anthony hadn't imagined. With a mixture of disbelief and elation, he shared his discovery with his peers. While he could provide the technicalities of what the AI had done, he couldn't explain why. The only deviation that night was the locket. The tale of the two war heroes resurfaced, taking center stage in a modern world. It was as if Joe and Carl, in their own mystical way, had once again extended their protective embrace to a world in need. Their intertwined destinies had leaped over the boundaries of time, merging the past valor with the future's promise. As news of this unexpected miracle spread, it rekindled an old faith and birthed a new legend. People, whether they were in scientific laboratories or in cozy homes, whispered in awe about the power of connections that transcended generations. In a world driven by data and reason, the story of the angels of war served as a poignant reminder. Sometimes the heart knows what the mind cannot comprehend.